Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program. It is our interview segment of our spiritual breakfast from 8:30 to 9. And on Mondays, as you know it, it is our interview segment with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab Damat Barakatuhu. The date today is the 28th of Safar 1446, the 28th of Safar 1446. And as you know, tomorrow, inshallah, we'll be out at after Maghrib Salah. We'll be scanning the skies, inshallah, and searching for the moon. So we're going to welcome our Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab Damat Barakatuhu. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Our topic today is the fall of Israel. Mufti Saab, our first question is, when did Mufti Saab take it upon himself to be a firm hater of Israel?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to be careful. We should not say a hater of Israel. So that is not actually correct. What we should say is this, that every person, Muslim and person who is a non-Muslim, but he doesn't have jaundiced eyes. So we should say we must embrace justice. Deen, if you look at it in the Quran, Maliki Yawmid Deen. So Allah Ta'ala is the sole possessor of the day of deen. So what is deen? It means justice. Political justice, social justice, economic justice and so forth. And therefore, when we look at what's happening now, so you will see there's no person in the world that can agree with the policies of Israel unless it's a crazy person, that's different. But any normal person, so we are against, not Israel per se, in that sense that we are against the Israelis policies that against the Palestinians Palestinians and so forth. Otherwise, you take Israel, you must remember Quran speaks of Bani Israel and so forth and so on. Israel was the title of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam and so. So we rather should say, why are we against majority of the Jews? Or why are we against the policies of the Jewish regime and Israeli regime and so forth and so on. So that is what we should do. You see, with Allah's help, Allah's further grace, mercy. My father, Allah give them Jannat al-Firdaus. I remember it from a very young age, 5, 6, 7 years old. Every day the newspaper used to come to our house. You know, stood the Star newspaper. So now, for say 60 years now, you understood? I know about the Star newspaper. Okay, so nice to read. You understand? Read this. I always had that passion for reading. Sundays used to come. So when I left South Africa, there was no TV, no nothing in 74. So Sundays used to come. My father used to buy 4 newspapers. He used to buy the Sunday Times, like how it is today. The Sunday Express, I don't know if you know that. There were newspapers like Sunday Express. It's very similar to the Citizen in the tabloid form, you see, like that. So that and all. And then he used to buy Sunday Tribune, if it was available. So that was more than the Tel News and all that. Sometimes it used to come, sometimes it shouldn't come. And one used to buy the Post. The Post was read all the African news. Funny stories there. One guy made muti on this guy and he disappeared or he fell away and died. And, funny. So I used to read the Post first because I used to laugh, you understood? So let me read now. Who's putting muti? Muti is all the sihar and jadu and all that. You said witchcraft. So all this kind of thing. So from that time, I would see, you know, that like Leila Khalid. I don't know if you know about her. And that she hijacked one plane. For us, she was the hero, you must remember. So why they were the hero? Because once you are the underdog, you are oppressed, you understood? And you take on your oppressors and you give them a good bloody nose, you understood? So then we have to support them. So that is what we believe in, you understood? So that is what we say. Otherwise, Quran itself says, you can't say every, you'll say majority of the Jutlas or the Hindus and so forth are our worst enemy. But you can't say that all of them. Quran itself tells you that laysu sawa'a, not all of them are equal. Quran says wadda kathiru min ahli kitab lo yaruddunakum min. So you get good people in there who want justice, and although they might have a different faith, but they stand for justice and so forth and so. So rather, and that is what motivated me actually to go. You know, 2-3 places in my life, it was just like, you know, I said, no, I must go. Then I discussed it with my wife, you know. So on this morning's program, I made a joke because Maulana Salim Kareem asked me that one guy is asking what must he do on his wedding night. So I said, you know, September 2nd, today is 28th of Safar. For me, September 2nd is very special because it was 10th of Shawwal and it was September 2nd, 1979. All with Allah's fadl, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, hada min fadli rabbi, hada rahmat. We got married, you know. So just now breakfast time, so I looked at my wife and told her 45 years, you know. So good 45 years. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. That's Gregorian calendar, and Islamic calendar is 46 and a half years plus minus, you see. So Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen for that. So I would tell her, you know, and you know, the Alum we started with 300 in wages, but from then we used to save money, 50 rand a month, you see. So we shouldn't waste. That's one thing I don't like, mustn't waste. Buy whatever you want to, as long as you need necessity and no credit. We don't want no credit, you see. So we buy on cash, finish and club, and this type of. So anyway, then it happened that in 89, we went for Hajj. I still remember the price we paid for the ticket. I told you book with Flywell, you know, Briggs, Abu Bakr and them, because good service, you know. 2,850 rand. So what's the ticket and all that? So Joburg, Jeddah, Cairo, Tel Aviv, back to Joburg, you know, and this type of things. So anyway, that is how we went for Hajj and all that, and all the stories. Then 92, we were invited, 16 ulama, 15, so that is how we went then. And then the other 92, then 97, 98, again we went, you see. So that maybe end of the year or something like that. And then we went in 2000, you see. So that was definitely, it was 2000. Then 2002, we went, at the time we fastened Ihram there. So that is how 5 times I went there. My wife 4 times. 92, she didn't come first. So that is how I wanted to see. And another place I wanted to see, because none of my family, I told my father, mother, siblings, did you go anytime to our gram, to our village there in India? You understand? I want to see our roots, you know. So it was December 95. So then we must Umrah, then we went from there. So I just used to wait for December to come. Got money, we move it up. What we have to worry of children? No children. Just make my nephew need, say, what you going? I say, no, I don't have to leave money for you. Your father will leave money for you, but I must leave money for you. So like that. So we just make Christmas, you know. I tell you, we're making Christmas again. Meaning that we're just going for another holiday and going here and there. So we went there, you know. So, and funny things happened there also. So Banwar, you land there in Porbandar, so that is like, you must remember, the main capital there, the borders, the Cape, the Durban, and you know, coastal city, and then Gandhi was born there, so a lot of tourists come and so forth. From there you take a taxi, we spend 2 nights there in 1 day, and then you take a taxi from there 1 hour exactly to Banwar. So that is how we saw the routes and so forth. So that is what we see. And then I started reading, you know. When I was in Newcastle, I used to go to CNA. So Saturday, Sundays, whenever my wife wanted to go. Because at that time, the cliques was there and the game was there. Now, me, don't interest me all these things. So I only used to go to push the trolley. You know, sometimes the trolley is too many things and all that. So then I tell her, okay, what you want, heavy things, then just leave it one side and make a note and I'll come put it in the trolley and all that. So she goes, there is my wife that clicks or this game or whatever once a week or once a month or whatever, and then I would go to CNA. So this is the old Newcastle. And go there, and I used to read the Jewish Report, the newspaper, you see. So I remember one day there was a funny incident took place. But normally I stand and read, so that day I said, let me sit, I'm tired. So the guy came to me, he said, you're not allowed to sit. I said, what are you trying to tell me? If I stand, it's all right. He said, you can stand and read, but you can't sit and read. I said, very good, I'll stand and read. You understood? So that is how I started learning about the Jutlas and about all their things and all. Oh yeah. And then another thing that took place was very ajeeb, very, very ajeeb. Allah does everything. 2000, my friend Yusuf Dokrat, after I resigned from Darul Uloom, he came to me. We were not so close. Afterwards, we became very close. He came to my house. He just called me AK. Like, AK, what are you going to do? I say, I don't know. He say, okay, tomorrow you come to my office. We'll talk some business. I thought you were joking or something. You know? So anyway, I didn't even know his office is, to be honest. I say, I landed up there. You know, you have the globe. You know the roundest thing. Yeah. So yes, the globe, tell me which places you want to go. So I told him, Yusuf, don't talk nonsense. He said, I'm telling you, we're serious. So I told America, he said, we're on. So he said, we go Canada, his brother is there. I said, fine. Then he said, I told him that London. He said, right, we're on. Then this thing, I told him that Umrah. He said, if you're going for Umrah, we go Yemen. So he said, no, he said, we must go Yemen. So I said, why Yemen? He said, no, when he went for Hajj, he passed there. Then I told him, we're going to Yemen, we go for Umrah. So we went. Then all this, but London, he didn't come. He stayed in Germany. I went to London. So anyway, all that happened, this is 2000, that I went alone. So I took my CV and whatever, some places. Then they invited me, you see, in where? Hagerstown, you know. And that is Maryland. It's 10, 15 minutes from the Camp David. I went there. Then I saw a boat there. They go past here, they're going to start shooting. I told the guy, come on, turn here. That guy was perspiring the whole trip. And he said, I'm here 40, 45 years, not one day I came. And you come yesterday, last week, you're taking me here to Camp David. I say, just life and what they can do. So that we visited the United Nations White House, all that. So anyway, what they can do, they can't do nothing what they can do. So you must remember. So this is before 9/11, you see. So now they gave me a smart house, you know, triple story. And from there, you got the passage and you're going to be outside is minus 15, minus 20, and minus 10. I don't know what and what. I never experienced cold like that in my life, you know. Very, very cold. December, and the 2000 it is. Because 2001, January 1st, I was there in Niagara Falls. So I had to show my wife that. That's how I remember. December, we were there. So cut long story short, so I'm in a masjid, people come, go, and all that. So whoever comes and so one guy came, Tammam Barazi or something his name, but his name was Tammam. So I asked him, Tammam, from where are you? And he told me, Arab country, not Palestine, something he told me, understand? Oh, Palestine was. So I said, very interesting man. So, but he spoke English perfect. He asked him, where you learn? He said, no, me, I'm a journalist for BBC, and I went inside the White House, and I went here, and I went here. I said, what? So you're the right guy, man. I said, Tammam, me and you have to make a deal. So now every day he comes. I say, Tammam, you must come here. I say, Deen, you know very little. Every day I'll teach you. So I teach him this, teach him that. So he gets happy, you see. So I tell Tammam, that me and you, we have to do one deal. So he say, what deal? I say, you, I can tell you from now, wherever you stay, you got a magnificent library. And I'm telling you now, I'm coming to your house and every double copy I'm taking away. He said, fine. I say, I'll teach you Deen, and every double copy, Arabic, English, you got, I'm taking the book away. So like that, now there in America when you go, that time, I don't know, they changed it now, they allow you 75 kilograms per person on the plate. Understood. So 75 for me, 75 for my wife. So 150 kilos. So he told me, don't buy the bag. I'll show you which one to buy for the books. So they call it the duffel bag. I still got it here somewhere. So he bought that bag, bought it or whatever, or I bought it. I gave the money and he bought it, whatever. So I went and I picked up all these books of his, Arabic and English, all double copies he's got, you see. So he said, I take it. So that is how I got more interested because because he had a lot of books on Palestine and this and all. So then, now, these are the 5-6 things you must know. You call this the decline and the fall of Israel. So 1917, Theodore Herzl and them started this whole nonsense, you see. They said, we are the people who don't have a homeland. We need our own homeland. So this whole story came about Jewish. Then World War I took place, World War II took place. Now Germany, Hitler, all that, kicked them out, killed them, whatever. It's all lies, 6 million. It's less than 1 million and all that. So anyway, all that got done. So there was a lot of sympathy for them, the Jutlas, you see. So they told the world that we are a people without the land. That was true. They didn't have land. So there's a land without the people. So already that time, they put it in the minds of the Americans, Russians, French, Germans, British, all that. British and America were the biggest haramis. So Britain was the mother and America the father of this. Not even mother, father, boyfriend, girlfriend, because it's illegitimate child. So harami child. So that is how they said. So but there were people there. They offered them Argentina, they refused. They offered them Uganda, Ethiopia, they refused. They want Palestine. So by hook and by crook, they gave them Palestine. So this is 45, 46, 47. So you see where we got all these notes on Palestine. The Haganah gang, the Irgun gang, the Stern gang. So they were the terrorists. So Palestinian, simple, naive people, they gave them place. So this guy started moving in. Some min kalbak ya akulka. So you have a dog, a pet dog, like it's haram in Islam, but just example. So you keep on feeding it and does, then he wants to move into your house, he wants to park at you, and he doesn't, you tell it something, he starts biting you. So that's exactly what they started doing, this Jutlas. Then they mobilize, organize themselves, and they go to the remote areas, and they just kill the people, you understand? So all of them are terrorists. Terrorism was started by the Jutlas. So what they did in the King David Hotel and all that, killed the British and all this. So all well documented and so forth. Then this state was established 14 May. So if you study Qassam Brigade, Izzuddin Qassam, and then had that vision, we can only solve this problem. Whoever is a person, occupier, we must get rid of him. One settler, one bullet. So he you know how we say, Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was a mujaddid. He passed away in the year 204. So for that century, so he was a mujaddid. So he, Izzuddin Qassam, is a mujaddid of jihad. He passed away in 1933, made shaheed and martyrdom. Then after him came Sheikh Abdul Qadir Husseini. You see, when I met the ambassador last week, 10 days ago, there in Lusaka, you see. So I just walked in his there embassy. I just took out one hand. You know the Arab style. You must always meet them like that. So there's Arabs, even the imams and whoever. You mustn't take two hands. They don't like. So just one hand, you know. And firm, you must hold them so they know that. So I held his hand. Ismi Abdul Qadir Husseini. So new guy came, you see. So this type of things. Yeah. So then he say, La Ansar Ismak, La Ansar Ismak. I'll never forget your name. He tell me, you see. So this type of thing. Yeah. I say, you can't forget my name because Rajul Mashur fi tarikhikum. So he's there. So he passed away and became Shaheed for in 48, 1 month before Israel was established. You understood by that. So maybe Barkat of his, you know, our names are the same, so the jazba we got. Obviously not like him, but little bit, one spark has come, inshallah. So anyway, so all that happened. Now you see, that time there wasn't all this TV and all this WhatsApp and, you know, social media. You read newspaper, you read books. So now you start, but how these guys, they treat us? It was worse. We know what is apartheid. We know what the Bura and Burkis did to us. You understand? Kuli, Khanadi Kuli Dorp too. It's worse still ringing my ears, you know, and this time. And how they treated the colors and the blacks, Africans were treated the worst, you understand? What words they used to use for them, you understood? So, but how these guys are treating, you understood this. So, you see, study Quran. Innal batila kana zahuqa. Anything based on batil, falsehood, it must fall. Read Quran, the parable example is given. Fa'amma zabadu fayazabu jufa'a. When you look at the ocean, Mauritius, Maldives, Cape Town, Durban, anywhere, America, you understood? So, if you go America, Canada, the lakes in it are something to see, you know. So, when you land at Kennedy Airport, airport. It's beautiful. You land in Sydney Airport, so you land in Wellington. Now, all these places we landed, you know, you just look, it's something to see, you know, to behold, as they say. So anyway, with Wellington one is very, very scary, actually. If the driver, if the pilot just makes a mistake, finish, he's gone right into the houses and everything. The driveway, the runway, not driveway, runway, not every pilot can land a plane there, because it's very dangerous. There's a capital, Wellington, in New Zealand. Anyway, cut long story short, so when you look, and especially bird's eye view, you will see the bubbles and the foam on top, and you see the water underneath. So that's the parable example Allah is giving. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذَبُ جُفَاءً. So anything based on falsehood, it will be on top, but then disappear. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. From time of Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the birth of the Master alayhi salam, the enemy started already. You must remember that. Why is Nubuwwat gone away from the Banu Ishaq family to Banu Ismail family? You see, Quran says so. Walamma ja'ahum rasulun min indillah musaddiqul lima ma'ahum wa kanu min qablu yastaftihuna 'ala alladhina kafaru. This to say, Allahumma ansurna bi wasilati bi barakati akhirin nabiy zaman. Words like that, I'm just quoting. So ya Allah, give us victory against the enemies with the barakah and all that of the last final messenger. But they in their minds were sure he will come from Nabi Ishaq's progeny, alayhi salam. But he came, the master, alayhi salatu salam, from the progeny of Nabi Ismail, alayhi salam. So that is where the war started already. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا أَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ. So they rejected him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can't accept you. So based on what? Jealousy, Quran says. So baghiyan, so it is jealousy and hatred and so forth. So the war started then already. And now you see that this is now 48. So what they did that time, and the Nakba we call it, the catastrophe, 750,000 people suddenly are homeless, thousands were killed, martyred and so forth. Then they don't stop. The Jutla's mentality is that now we want the capital. 67 the capital came. Moshe Dayan, you know Moshe Dayan. Moshe Dayan is a small, I used to read so much about him, and then I was only 10 years old by that time, you understood. So but I used to read Star, what's the Jutla and all. My father used to say, hey, Sara Jutla. My father was very short-tempered. So he said, Sara Jutla. You understood? My mother, simple, she didn't understand what's going on. She just said, Amin. You understood? So she couldn't read and write and all that. So the Quran, she could read perfect. Alhamdulillah. So other things she's not interested in. So anyway, so then my brothers and mashallah, they all, okay. So then we carried on like that. So I said, no, me, I must learn more about the Jutlas, you see. So 1967 came, they said, no more. Then, you see, came 87, then Hamas came. And now, you see, now this Yahya Sinwar, Allah is using him. The man spent 22 years in jail, 4 years in solitary confinement. He learned Hebrew language. Perfect. According to me, I haven't read it, but the guy who pulled the trigger and put the sick guy straight to death is him, Yahya Sinwar. Say, stand there, put a bullet through all of you. Then you see what we will do. You see, in hadith we do in Muslim Sharif, إِنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَأَبَرَّهُ. That there are some people, when they take an oath, Allah Ta'ala makes them bari. He took an oath and said, I'm telling you, you Benjamin Netanyahu, you watch what will happen. I will make you curse the day your mother gave birth to you. And yesterday, 500,000 people marched. He doesn't know where to go. He's urinating, defecating in his pants. He thought everybody is with him. America is with him. His people have said, you're the murderer. You are the killer. And you must resign and so forth. Today is the biggest strike. One of the biggest strikes. The biggest trade union is on strike, telling people. And the airport is on strike. And this is on strike. And all this. The mayor of Tel Aviv is on strike. So what has happened? That he mobilized everybody. And he still got 80, 70 trump cards. Islamically, you 100% justified. You must remember, we don't have to apologize to anybody. So you must remember these type of things here. In Islam, You got hostages, you kill them, permissible. And you give them ransom, they must pay us something, we give them. If you want, we give them gratis, you go. Mannam ba'du wa fida'an and that. And three, fourth one is mubadalatul usara, you use them for exchange. And fifth one is what? So one is qatl, so second one is fidya, third one is man, fourth one is mubadalatul usara, and fifth one you just make some deal and sulah and whatever you want. Sixth one, you make istirqaq, you make them slaves. So Islamic, there is nothing to apologize. The international media says Hamas is brutal and they are barbarians, what they did. But don't you see, you killed 200,000 people, what about that? What about our people who are languishing in jail there for 70 years and 50 years and 20 years and all that, and being tortured and raped and all that? All that you blind about all these things. So we don't have to apologize to anybody. I mean, every record program of mine. So remember, I must tell you an interesting story before we finish up. So every program of mine, the Jutlas are recording, but they know I will give from their sources. Understood? And this type of things here. So what we say, that this is how I saw. And you saw, but I don't know, because you were born much later. How apartheid South Africa started crumbling. Margaret Thatcher said in 83, the ANC is dreaming of coming into power. 10 years, 11 years later, Mandela is president. So they never dreamt that Israel. And I'm telling you, I'm going to make quickly 3-4 statements quickly. Number one, when I started my career on radio, so even our directors, they were not very happy initially. Afterwards, they saw it's okay, because every time they tell me cool it, I speak more. They understood. So they were very upset. But afterwards, they just left it. But when the Shia thing came, then they all left. So one day, at Channel Islam, in the first year, second year, 2001, 2002, around there, they sent us an official letter, the Board of Deputies. They say that you guys must better cool it down, otherwise there can be consequences, this and all that. Now, you know our guys, the Jutlas wrote us a letter. Hey, them to go to hell, man. What we must worry about them? So tell me one thing I said which I can't substantiate and corroborate. Show me one. You see? So once you know you've got your facts, what you have to fear? You don't have to fear anybody. I'm using your sources and telling the people what the facts are. If we tell the Shias that you murdered Sayyidina Hussein, it is what is written in your books. If we tell you Israel is an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime guilty of genocide, ethnic cleansing, crime against humanity, we prove it. So you must. There was no such thing as a Holocaust. It's just you have pulled the wool of the people of 6 million. So that you always want to come anti-Semite. Anti-Semite are anti-Palestine. That is anti-Semite. So that is what you need to understand. So we don't have to fear. Last point you must remember, our iman is not on this politics and all. Our iman is on Quran Sharif. Quran taught us, chapter 17, verse 104. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ I mean, we all can see the signs of Qiyamah. We going every day nearer and nearer. When Muqasim Sema started Darul Newcastle 73, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri told him, Muqasim Sema, Dora, Chordo, all that Bukhari and all that, you just teach the Mishkat in Kufari Kardo, Rijal Peda, these are the words, Rijal Peda Karo, Qiyamah Bot Karibe. This is 100 times I heard from Mawasema. He said, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri said that, Rahimahullah for all. So, we're going nearer to Qiyamah. Quran says, chapter 17, verse 104. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا We will bring you in groups. There are 60 countries, 70 countries fighting Hamas. This is not a war of Israel and Hamas. This is an American war using Israel against Islam. If you don't understand that, you're a donkey. You understood? In the words of Ibn Taymiyyah, أَدْوَلُّ مِنْ حِمَارِ أَلِهِ فِبَيْتِهِ You're worse than a donkey in your backyard. You must remember that. If you don't understand that. So, 60, 70 countries are taking them. On 11 months has passed and still they can't break them. Imagine. So that is one side. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا Chapter 17, verse 104. But the same Quran tells us in the same surah, chapter 17, verse 7, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ Allah is selecting them. Hamas, they will be the introduction. liyasu uhjuhakum. That this army, this group here, is wrong to even call them an army. This group here, they will disfigure your faces. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوا. They'll enter Masjid al-Aqsa. See, Masjid Ibrahim is closed. No Palestinian, no Muslim can enter. Jutlas can enter. So, وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوا أَوَلَ مَرَّةٍ. They'll enter Masjid al-Aqsa through jihad and so. And all this pride and all that they got, وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلُوا تَبِّرُوا. That is the ayat. It will crush their pride. So, see. So Allah uses whoever He wants. So Allah is using them. Yahya Sinwar is laughing. We build the best tunnels in the world with limited resources. You Arab Saudis, you Emiratis, you Haramis, you can't do anything for the Ummah besides bringing prostitutes and all that. That's what you have done. You know, stood put cinemas and all brothels and what then what you have done. So all these type of things. You go see Emirates, go see Emirates in Dubai. Everything is available. So who admire these people, what sacrifice they made. So that is why we stand with Hamas. Shortcomings, I got million, billion sins. Hamas got 100 million, billion. But look at the good they have done. They gave izzat to this ummah when we were experiencing so much zilla and disgrace. That is why we stand with them. Inshallah, everyone should learn the du'as. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin. Allahumma tahir.
At least make the Jazakumullah Khairan to Mufti Sahib for this brave message for the Ummah and for all the lessons as well. From us and the team, we say Jazakumullah Khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.